Hiya, Dad. I'm so glad Mom let me visit you after that messy divorce a couple years back. Oh, wow. This is a nice place. So many windows. Big, massive windows. A view of the beach. Is it private, Daddy? Yeah? Oh, wow, you got a house made of glass and wood against a hill facing the beach. I'll give you 2 storms, maybe 3. Are you crazy, Daddy? Are you out of your mind? Don't you read the newspaper? I'm only 12 years old, but I seem to understand more of the future than you do. I went on the school strike. I got informed. I tried to talk Mom into it, but she's dumb. 2 brain cells, maybe 3. Attention, the span of a goldfish. So, I was wondering, really hoping, that you'd not be like her, that you'd be smart. You made tons and tons of money, so you can't be real stupid. I'm really hoping you wouldn't be stupid, because I'm scared, Daddy. Real scared about the future, but this house, Dad, it's stupid. What? You got another one? A safe place? A bailout location? Where? You're not telling me where. Oh, Daddy, this is getting interesting. Daddy, come sit with me. I'm sure you want to take women hair all the time. Impress them with the sunset. Stupid woman, not like me. I told you, I got informed. I know the concept of the economy, of the trade. And with that Trump thing going on, you have to live under a rock if you don't know that. Quid pro quo. Means something for something. It's a trade. So I want to trade with you. Quid pro quo. You get me? I get safety. You take me to your safe place. You get everything you want from me. And I mean everything. And I get a future. Jesus, Dad, it's not 2020. 60 is the new 40, they say. Well, 12 is the new 14. Or 16. Or 18. At our age, with access to the internet, we can know everything if we just look. And I did, perhaps a bit more than most my age. Why, well, Dad, one of the mom's boyfriends came into the kitchen when I was making breakfast, and he just grabbed my pussy from behind. That was last year. Well, I was only 11. And he whispered in my ear, "You're going to be a fine piece of ass when you get older." Hell, you're already a fine piece of ass already. Are you going to be a whore? Just like your mom. And while he was rubbing my gunny through my panties, it made me feel so weird, so strange. But then he pulled my panties to the side and started to fondle my naked pussy. I turned around and slapped him, and I screamed real loud for him to stop touching me. Well, Mom was furious. That was the last time we saw him. But it got me thinking, Daddy, what exactly is a whore? I knew it was a bad word, but why? So I started searching online. It's easy to figure out. 1. A trade. Sex for something. Quid pro quo. That makes for a whore. But it also led me to sugar daddies, older men support younger women, and get sex. Now tell me, Daddy, are you really hetero alpha male on the planet who doesn't like young pussy? An 18-year-old student? A 16-year-old high school? Come on, Daddy. Surely you can think of young pussy. Surely the girls you bring here to enjoy the sunset aren't your age. Sunny day at the beach house, Daddy, is wearing shorts in which a lump is growing. Yeah, Daddy, you can't hide that. Come on, Daddy. Chill. We're alone. Far from civilization. Private beach. No prying. Think about it. Young girls trading sex for support by their sugar daddies. Teen whores for their sugar daddies. But you're my real daddy, and I want to be your whore. Trade sex for safety. Trade sex for a future. I think that's a good deal. quid pro quo. Yes, I'm only 12. I'm a preteen whore. But thought it through, Daddy. I looked it up. I clicked yes. I'm 18 and over. And figured out what was to be expected of me. Masturbation shows, oral sex, blowjobs, face fucking deep, throat, cum eating, facials, getting fucked into my pussy and asshole, submitting myself to you, dressing up like a whore, getting tied down, blindfolded, gag, raped in my ass. Of course it's rape, Daddy, I'm only 12. It's rape by law. Even if I want it, and I do, I want to have a future, Dad. Society is going to hell. Collapse can't be avoided. So like any other monkey, I'll do anything to survive. Anything at all. I become your... my daddy. You have the same instincts. Protect your offspring. Protect your bloodlines. So what do you say, Daddy? Do we have a deal? No, you can't give it for free. That's not a deal. That's not quid pro quo. That's a charity. That makes me bigger. No way. I'm a bigger. I'm a deal. I trade. Sex for safety. Can I be your child whore, Daddy? Deal or no deal? Yes, great. Come here. Give me a big hug. Oh, yes, Daddy. I'm going to have to drag you along every step of the way. This is shy, reluctant for just a hug. How are you ever going to rape my asshole? Okay, yeah, I know. I took you by surprise. You'll need to get used to the idea. Here, wait, look. If I'm standing here, in front of you, the window, ass forward towards you. The setting of the sun on my face. And you can see through my dress, right? Notice anything? No, geez, you're blind. Don't you see the shape of my bum? Even of my pussy? It's just like I'm not wearing any panties, right? Oh, never mind. But look, I'll turn around. Shift my skirt. See, I'm wearing panties. Around again. See my bum? String panties. It seems the fear of VPL now starts at 10. What? Visible panty line? Daddy, do you live in a cave? See any women since the divorce? Talk to them? Anyways, here. Tiny red string panties on a 12-year-old. Sexy, aren't they? Look at how they completely expose my hard little ass, and if I turn around, how they hug my little cunny. Oh, you can clearly see the shape of my pussy in them. So low cut, it's obvious. I don't have any hair yet. Just a shiny, pale pubic mound. Inviting, isn't it? Dad, lift your chain. Close your mouth. You're starting to drool. And that's some high-quality shorts you got there, holding back that bulge. Now wait, check this out. Close your eyes. Seriously, don't peek. Okay, you can look at again. Tell me, am I wearing them, or did I take them off? Here, I'll turn around a few times. Skirt flaring, low light, same as before. Well, panties or no? Ha! Got you. Still wearing them, Daddy. Lexi, just pulled them up real tight. Made the crotch slip between my lips of my pussy. How's that, huh, Daddy? Wearing panties while I'm practically not wearing panties? Material is completely between my bald, puffy lips and my little cunt. You can clearly see my pussy while you can't see my pussy. It's a paradox. Oh. I checked it in the mirror, jeez. Oh, you mean paradox. I found it on Wikipedia. When I got bored, I just click random pages over and over until I find something interesting. Yeah, I told you I'm smart, unlike mommy. Must be your genes, speaking of which. Wait, first, close your eyes. Yep, no pinky. Okay, you can look. Here they are. See how tiny they are? The smaller they are, the more expensive they get. But now I'm not wearing any panties, Daddy. See the difference? No, me either. So these string panties are designed to be invisible, to look like a preteen isn't wearing any panties, to make a preteen look like a slut? Nope, not sexualizing children at all. Smack in the middle of High Street. Oh, Dad. Now I'm going to sit in your lap. There, how's that? Can you feel my cunny pressing against your bulge? You know it's tight, hairless, preteen cunt rubbing against your cock. Just one or two layers of clothes between our skins, our flesh. Take them off, Daddy. Take those damn shorts off. Oh, that's it. Much better. God, your cock is so hot, covering against my big cunny. You can't see anything. Oh, my dress is covering us, but still can feel it. How smooth, bold my cunny is sliding up and down your shaft. It's all wet already, Daddy. My juices are mixing with your pre-cum. Oh, lubricating us, making it very, very easy for me to slide up and down your shaft. I'm liking it, Daddy, yes. I'm masturbating your fat adult cock with my steel, hairless preteen cunt. It makes my pussy feel so good. Oh, you like that, don't you? When I tell you, when I use those words, I bet you like saying, my bald puffy lips sliding over, around your veiny shaft, reaching your cockhead before sliding back. But you can't. No, not this time. Leave a little to the imagination. Build it up. Oh, fuck, Daddy. That feels so good. I was going to tease you some more, Daddy. Just slide up and down on your shaft until you shot your load. Save the actual fucking for later. But I don't think I can, Daddy. I can't wait. I want your big daddy dick inside my little cunny. I want to feel you inside of me. But you can't watch. No, not this time. Here. Let me aim it. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going in. Oh, it's going in. Oh, oh, shit. It's big. It's only the tip of it. Oh, let me get used to it. Jesus, God, it hurts a little. But I'm not going to stop. I'm going to, get a bit more in. Okay, shit. Don't move, Daddy. Don't move. Let me get used to it. Jesus, you're so big grown up. Don't cock at my pussy if a child. Easy. Besides, you shouldn't move at all. Oh, okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't go deeper. That's all I can take. Give me a second. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, that's it. I'm moving up and down. I'm riding you, Daddy. Slowly. Just a little bit. But still, I'm fucking you, Daddy. Your little girl's fucking you. Your 12-year-old daughter is taking your cock in her tight baby cunt. Don't move. Don't move. Because of it's fucking childish rape. Yes. Oof. I'm doing the fucking while you don't. Then I'm raping you, Daddy. Because you can't rape myself. Huh? It's a paradox. Oh, good, good. God, so good. If I have mommy's boyfriend could have fucked me. Could have raped me. Right there in the kitchen. 11-year-old or not. It's so good. You like it so much, I do, Daddy. I could tell. Oh, God, it's so goddamn hot. I'm fucking my own daddy. And for my future, in return, quid pro fucking quo. Oh, I'm daddy's little whore. God, yes, I love it. I'm going to make daddy come. I'm going to make... to come. You're gonna come together, Daddy. We're gonna come together. Hold me, Daddy. Wrap your warm arms around me. Press against your chest, your chin on my head. Oh, smell your hair.
Hi, radio. Oh, my ass. Oh, don't guide me this time. I'm doing the reaping. You can reap me later. Oh, not this time. This time, I'm going to make you come. Let's come. Do it, daddy. Shoot. Come. Come. Unload it in me. Fill my preaching. Come with your sperm. Within the scene. Make me come. Come in me. Come in me while I come on you. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. I feel you. I feel you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're feeling me. You're coming at me. Oh, your own daughter. Your own funky pussy. Your own child with your hot sticky cum so much. Oh, yes, Daddy. Wow, thank you, Daddy. That was great. Now tell me, your bailout location. Where is it?